Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hey, how you doing? This is Craig Beck from StopDrinkingExpert.com. Welcome into the Happy Sober podcast. And if you're here, if you've stumbled across me because you're worried about your drinking, let me give you the tip that could save your life, will certainly change your life. Don't sit on the fence. Don't think you're going to work this out magically on your own. Get some help and you can get it free. Get a free copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, at the website right now, StopDrinkingExpert.com. All right, today. You know that I share people's emails on here when they have questions. I'm not going to share this one because the guy was, I think, drunk. But I got about 20 emails in a row shouting from this guy last night saying, why are you ignoring me? Why aren't you answering my emails? This, that, and throwing all these sorts of accusations at me. And in amidst the absolute nonsense of it all, I could see kind of a valid question. And he was basically saying, I hate life. I hate people. Everything's a disappointment to me. People let me down. People stab me in the back. Everyone's a narcissist. My job sucks. My life sucks. So the point he was trying to make was, I say there are no benefits to alcohol and alcohol is good for nothing. And he's saying, well, when you have my life, it seems pretty good. It's better than all the horrible people in my life. It's better than my sucky job. It's better than all the terrible things I have to deal with. At least it's consistent. At least it's there. At least it takes the pain away. At least it lets me forget about just how bad my existence is. And he was quite sure over these 20 emails that he got me there. And he'd said, you know, so I'd love to hear your view because as it stands, I think I'm right and you're wrong. And in this case, alcohol is a benefit. And of course, that can't be right. That can't be right because you could only claim that if you're happy, at peace, and in a good place. You can't claim the medicine works if you're depressed, angry, full of rage, venting and shouting like a lunatic and generally expressing how downright miserable your life is, to then say, but the medicine is working, is just crazy. But that's the kind of twisted logic that we live in the Western world with alcohol. We take a liquid that is proven to be a central nervous system depressant, and we claim that it helps us with our depression. We take a liquid, attractively packaged poison, that we claim helps us with our anxiety, but we know for a fact that alcohol use creates anxiety. It doesn't take it away. So how are so many intelligent people making this mistake? Because when you're in the middle of that guy, he believes that. You know, when he was ranting and raving at me on the email, he believed he was 100% right. There was no doubt in his mind at all. So is it true? Is there a benefit in alcohol for people like that? Or even for you? Why are you drinking? What part of life is alcohol making better for you? Or do you tell yourself it's making better? Because that's the important thing. You know, I'm pretty confident that if we were doing a live show now, I could open this up and say, come on and tell me what benefit alcohol gives you. And I think I could pretty quickly demonstrate to you that it's doing nothing of the sort. Because this is not a smart NASA-engineered liquid in a bottle. It's not a chameleon. It doesn't change what it does based on the user. It is the byproduct of vegetable matter when it rots. That's all it is, the discharge of rotting vegetable matter. There's nothing smart about it. So if you think about it like that, logically, if one person is telling you that drinking alcohol helps them with their depression, and another person is telling you that drinking alcohol helps them cope with physical pain, and another person is saying it helps them with their anxiety, and another person they're all saying it does different things, then how does the alcohol know what to do for each person? How is it managing to adapt itself specifically to the needs of the individual? If it could do that, it would be the most miraculous substance on planet Earth. But in reality, it's not. So what's going on? Why do all these people think that this liquid is doing something quite specific and unique for them? And the answer is in what this drug does on its first interaction with your body. The first thing it does is interfere with the parts of your brain responsible for making logical and sound decisions. It distorts your perception of reality. And so you're drinking a substance that creates anxiety, and it's doing its job so well that over time it has conditioned you to believe that your anxiety would be much worse if you didn't have your friend alcohol to help you out. This drug, as thick as it is, as basic as it is, has managed to persuade you, a relatively intelligent individual, that black is white. And you are now confidently pointing at white and saying, that's black. That's how good this trick is. And if you're drinking today, if you're watching this video, you're listening to the podcast, and you're drinking, then you are doing exactly the same thing, but just in a different way. Your reason for drinking is a distortion of reality. All right. So this guy with the terrible life who says the only good thing in it is alcohol because it's better than all the horrible people. It's better than the terrible job. It's better than his horrible life. And he firmly believes that. And what he really wants me to do is to give him permission to carry on, is to admit that he's right and say, yeah, in your case, carry on. That's what he's looking for. But the truth is this. He's making an incorrect assessment of the situation. He's looking at his life and he's making an assumption. He is assuming. And you know that famous saying about assuming makes an ass of you and me. Okay, trite, but true. He is assuming that his life would be worse without alcohol. And that is the foundation of his assessment of life. That is never questioned. As bad as it is, it will be worse without the drug. And this is how bad research is done. Bad research is done when there is an assumption at the start. And we saw this in some alcohol figures coming out of France a couple of decades ago now. They did some research about why people in France had much lower cardiac problems, heart problems than people in the United States. And the research was done very sloppily, and they didn't really reach a conclusion. They couldn't work it out. So they assumed it must be because French people drink a lot of red wine. And it was rolled out as a news story that red wine is good for your heart, demonstrated by this survey, this study that shows that French people have much better heart health than Americans. But it was just an assumption. It was just like, well, the only difference between French people and American people is the French people drink a lot of red wine. That must be it. But assumptions in research, always bad, always lead you to bad research. And this guy's platform, the foundations of his whole assessment of his life, is the assumption that his life would be worse without alcohol. Not true. I know for a fact that every part of his life is much worse because of the alcohol. He hates his boss and his job sucks because of alcohol. The people around him are horrible and treat him terribly because of alcohol. His whole world is terrible because of the alcohol. Now you might say, well, Craig, surely not. Surely you can't pin the blame totally on alcohol. And no, you're right. You're right. I wouldn't do that. But what I'm saying is, unless you remove the alcohol, nothing gets better. And I saw this myself. At the peak of my drinking, you could look at my life and you would quite logically conclude that the alcohol was the least of my problems. I had a marriage that was dying. We'd been in separate bedrooms for 3 years. I was morbidly obese. I had high blood pressure. I had problems with my liver. I was seeing consultants at the hospital. My career was going nowhere. I hated my job. I hated the commute. I hated every part of it. I hated the business, the people, everything. I was financially this close to being bankrupt. All my credit cards were maxed out. I'd mortgaged and remortgaged and remortgaged the family home over and over. And I was cripplingly in debt. I was just absolutely so close. Now, if you'd looked at my life then, you would have said, Craig, it's so much bad here. Probably deal with your marriage first. Probably deal with your debt first. Probably get your career on track. You probably would have left the alcohol to the last because that would have seemed like the smallest thing. But the truth is this, and this is what I discovered, is if you don't remove the alcohol first, you can't do anything about the other stuff. You have to deal with the alcohol first. And when people come to me with a list of problems, and in that list, they include being in an abusive relationship, smoking 40 cigarettes a day, being in a dead-end job, being estranged from family members and all this stuff, I always say to them, you got to deal with the alcohol first. I know the other stuff's painful, but you got to deal with the alcohol first because you won't have the brain power to be able to do the other stuff unless you take this out. And this guy that emailed me, I'm afraid to say that it sounds like he's still very much in denial and his life will not get better. It's going to get worse. Because he still thinks out of all his problems, alcohol is the smallest one. And if you think that, let me tell you, you're wrong. If alcohol is in your life and it's making you miserable, I don't care what else is going on in your life. That's the biggest problem you've got. Because what it's doing is it's stealing your energy, it's stealing your intellect, and it's keeping you trapped in mediocre. That's its goal, not to kill you, not to get you down to rock bottom, because if it gets you down to rock bottom, you're probably going to do something about it, and it doesn't want that. It wants you in mediocre for the rest of your life. So if you're drinking, you got to deal with that first. The other stuff will wait. Even if it can't wait, it will wait. Get this poison out of your life first, and then, only then, will you get the life you deserve? Because you will have the intellect you were born with to fix the other problems. You will have the energy levels that are due you to deal with the other problems. You see? Honestly, there is no other way to do this. If you have a question about that, then email me via the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com. Don't forget, while you're there, get your free copy of my book, and I will see you in the next episode. Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com